This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we look further into Malachi chapter 1, we'll find God described as a father and a master. As a loving father, God provided for and protected Judah, not because they were faithful, but in spite of their unfaithfulness. He was also a benevolent master. They belonged to him. They were to serve him with humility and faithfulness. He owed them nothing, especially in light of their unfaithfulness, but he patiently looked out for their welfare. In addition, Malachi shares that the Lord Almighty declares, "I am a great king." They had been in exile for 70 years under the Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar. A more benevolent king, the Assyrian king, Cyrus, allowed some exiles to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. This was later followed by the Persian king, Artaxerxes, who allowed even more exiles to return and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. All of this happened under the sovereign oversight of the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai. As believers, we too know God as our Father, Master, and King, who provides, protects, and faithfully watches over us and our welfare. Psalm 91:1 promises, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Take time to reflect on this threefold identity of our God. Do you genuinely appreciate this one who loves you? You should. If you'd like to review this script, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.